this ECHO meeting. Brother Alan Allers has to leave shortly, so we're going to ask him to give his first ECHO and testimony. Brother Alan.
Thank you, Brother Paul. I don't know if you've heard that popular song, I'm leaving on a jet plane, don't know when I'll return. I will be home Friday, Donna. It seems like that's the story of my life, and I apologize to the class and to you for having to leave you now. We sing that song, Count Your Many Blessings, one by one. And if I did that, I'd miss my plane. I've got at least 50 of my blessings here in the room. And as I watched little Abigail there while we were singing that song, tears came to my eyes thinking of our Heavenly Father and how gracious and loving and kind He is. I want to thank my Heavenly Father for the truth, and especially thank you for my mate that supports me so much. I thank all of you for coming to make this convention a blessing. I thank my Heavenly Father for so many blessings. And I send my love and prayers with each of you as you travel on. And next week, the Lord willing, Don and I will be in Phoenix and see Brother Hersher and Sister Hersher and the Phoenix class. And I'd like to take the special love of the convention. Can we do that? Could I take the special love to Phoenix next weekend? Thank you. May God bless all of you and keep you in His tender loving care. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Alan. And the Lord bless you, too. Well, we again come to that portion of convention which, in a sense, we do not like to see come, but we know that it must come, and we know that this convention is almost over. However, at this time, we can echo the pleasant memories each of us hold for it. Hopefully, we will think often of the discourses our brothers provided for us, as they are messages sent from above, each perhaps bearing a special message to anyone or all of us. We know also that we will echo memories of the sweet fellowship that we've had between these discourses, not only tonight, but for many days to come. If you are all like me, when we're in convention, you can't remember the day before and so forth, what all took place. And so I'm going to assume that you are like me and give you just a brief recap on yesterday's activities, and starting with Friday night. If you recall, Brother Carlton Chandler give us a discourse on the six special powers of prayer. Beautiful way to start our convention. And he said that prayer is a very important doctrine to us. It's our lifeline to our Heavenly Father. And that we must think out widely what we need to say to our Heavenly Father. We must search for Him with all of our heart. And always pray through our Lord Jesus and ask the Father's will. Brother Mike Nakora started out yesterday mornings with a discourse on the robe, the importance of the proper raiment or robe in coming to the marriage feast. But presently we have the robe of Christ's righteousness covering our filthy rags. Brother Dave Bruce gave us a talk on the Sons of Thunder, the title that was given to five of the apostles who were, I can't remember all of the T's and the J's and so forth, but James and John and Thomas, Thaddeus, and James the Left. He spoke of their character, their actions, and their faithfulness to the Master, and how particular our Lord Jesus is in the names that He places in the great foundation of the walls of the New Jerusalem. Brother Ken Furnett's, give us lessons from the Old Testament. Speaking of the prophets of old, which we know as the ancient worthies, and their covenant of sacrifice, how necessary was their obedience, their faithfulness and righteousness, and how it pleased God. They will have an important part in the administration of the coming kingdom and their special glory at the end of that kingdom. Brother Carl Boughton, discourse was on the three A's: affection, appreciation, and attitude. Our first affection should be to God, then to each other. Love and affection are within us. It thrives in our hearts. We should have appreciation for God's love and the way He leads us. How He appreciates our raising our voice in songs of praise. And that history proves God, and we should appreciate that. How we should improve our minds and our attitude toward God and His plan. And that we should never doubt His plan. Brother Bob Johnson led our testimony meeting, and we all know how important they are to us. It is another channel to our Heavenly Father and another way of giving praise to one that is so worthy. We ended the day yesterday with a discourse of Brother George Ike, Why God Permits Evil, how Job's experiences were used and how they were compared into the plight of the human family. That man was made in the image of God and given the ability to reason. Thus the right to choose between good and evil, to do that it required experience. He allowed sin to take its course as a vital lesson for all. And he ended his discourse with the verse, "Weeping will endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." Today's discourses, I hope that you can remember them all, but Brother Lloyd Gowdy started this morning on the Holy Spirit. Brother Michael Nakora, the marriage, a picture, picture of oneness. And then we had the beautiful discourses on justice, wisdom, love, and power. Brother George Ike then give us a discourse this afternoon. I appoint unto you a kingdom. And Brother Boughton ended the day's discourses with, "Come out of her, my people." I can't read my own writing. So that's kind of a recap of the activities for the last 2 days. So we'll now open this meeting with the reading of Psalm 90, verse 17. The writer appropriately calls this psalm a song of Moses and the Lamb. "And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it." As we see the beauty of the great King, we also see something of His justice, His mercy, His love, His wisdom, and His power. We must clothe our minds with these glorious graces, which more and more shine before our anointed vision. This is the beauty of the Lord our God. The more clearly we see, the more faithfully can we serve, and better do we love the joyful sound, the sound of Moses and the Lamb. And now, brethren, this meeting is yours. You may use it to echo thoughts of the activities of these last few days, or you may use it as a testimony, or both. So, who would like to be first?
Brother Cooper and friends, I'm so pleased to be here. I think that I feel so blessed that I had this opportunity, and that John and the girls and I could all come and be at this convention. It was so wonderful. I hate it to already end. It seemed like it goes so fast. I especially liked some of the points about the power of God and about the Holy Spirit. And we have so much behind us that is, you know, that helps us. That the Holy Spirit of God is so strong. And to think that the same Spirit that's created this whole world, and then, you know, is also the same Spirit that's helping develop our creatures inside of us, our new creatures. It's almost overwhelming to think that we have that privilege to be able to have that special bond and have that special comforter, the special help that we do have, and that someday the whole world of mankind will be able to have. I want to thank the Coopers, Ron and Valerie. For their hospitality. We, again, this year had the privilege of staying with them, and they're really wonderful and very giving and loving to have us in their home, especially now that we have five of us and that it's so a new baby. I think that was very special of them. And I want to thank all the rest of the Boise class for all that they've done. They've made this a very wonderful convention, and we really enjoyed it. I can't think of anything else. I think that's all I can say. Anyway, I'm very pleased to be here and to have had this opportunity and to see a lot of the brethren that I haven't seen in a couple of years and make some new friends, too.
Thank you, Sister Catherine. I know that you have been a joy to all of the convention here also, and with your little ones. Brother Clayton Langsett.
Yes, I'm Brother Langston, Brother Paul, from Portland. See, we have a kind of a joke between the two of us over our names here. started a few years ago. But anyway, I'm very thankful to be here, and I take this opportunity to thank the Boise class for their convention, for the hospitality. We always look forward to this convention, and we had the special privilege this year of having Harvey and Lou with us. We enjoyed when they can go with us, and we hope that we can do this more often. As far as saying which talk or what point I could remember the most, or that was a highlight, I really can't. The whole convention was pretty much a highlight to me. So I just wanted to comment on that and thank you again. By the way, in June, Portland has a convention, and we just discovered that highway runs both ways. So we'll be looking for you down there. Thank you.
If the mileage is the same. Thank you, Brother Clayton. Who will be next? Brother Don Thompson.
Brother Don Thompson from our little Olympia class. And somehow, I don't know whether I'm too close or too far, somehow people recognize that there is a city of Seattle. Where's David Bruce? They recognize that there's Portland, but somehow they can't recognize or realize that there's a beautiful city of Olympia halfway between those two. The only brother that we've had really visit us and give us a talk to our little class, and I say 33 1/3% of us are here, and we are very often joined, which means that there's six in our class, and we very often have Beverly and the Tacoma class come to our home. So if any of the brethren who were speaking at this class would consider coming to that beautiful town, where the capital, by the way, of Washington, we'd be more than pleased to see you. We have our meetings on Thursday, and we can run into the evening anytime. We are indeed grateful and thankful to our Heavenly Father that we are able to come at this time, and we're grateful to the Boise class. They keep in touch with us to make sure, and one of the brethren from the Boise class said to me when we got here, "Well, you're becoming a fixture." I don't know what really that meant, but we do enjoy it. We wouldn't miss it, and we hope to come back next year. I have been listening to some of the brethren talk about how they became members of the Bible study classes, and I don't think many of you know too much about me. I do have a serious side, believe it or not, but at this time I want to just give you a summary. I met my wife back in Montreal, Canada. And the first time I heard of the truth was her mother. I didn't have anything to do with that. The only thing I did was go to meet the brethren at the train. They didn't fly in those days. And such people as Brother Paul Thompson and Brother Reed and Brother Muir and all these people, most likely none of you know of them, but they were wonderful brethren. Well, that went on for a number of years, and I was kind of a taxi until we moved to Southern California, where we were fortunate to get into Fulton class. We met some of the brethren here. Penny, for example, my good wife, met Penny in Covina, I think it was. We met Lois in Covina. And Lois, you don't need to worry. I'm not going to bring up that point, so you can relax. We've had a running joke going ever since we arrived here, so I'm not going to bring it up. So you can relax, Lois. She said if I said anything, she would go through the floor or run out the door. When we went to Fullerton, we had a wonderful class there. And then we moved to Arcadia, and we went to the Pasadena class, Covina class, and L.A. class, and some of you know the Saharas. Every time we go south, we meet with them. And Brother Cooper, a wonderful brother. And then from there, of course, we left sunny California and came up here and attended I don't know how many different classes. So finally, we got up enough people. And some of you do know Sister Wilcox. She's now 94. And I'd say as bright, and I'm not bragging, as bright as I am, but she really is sharp. She knows her Bible from beginning to end, and it's a wonderful privilege to have her with us. And we have Sister Wilcox and Sister Willa. I'm just trying to give you a rundown of the people that we know that maybe you know and you're wondering about them. And when we go down to Palm Springs, which we have a number of times, our dear Brother Thompson down there, I don't know how many people know, he's 94 now, and he used to run the classes during our winter siesta down there. We really have, I'm speaking for my better half and myself, we really have enjoyed the talks this year. We are getting, it's very difficult to remember them all, but we're certainly going to get the tapes and pass them on as we usually do to our class. And I know Brother Boughton won't take offense of this, at this, but this is the first time I've ever been to a Bible study class and heard about the AAA. David, and I will finish on this point. David, I usually do comment on David Bruce's talk, and I don't not singling him out. But since retiring, my good wife always tries to get me to go for a walk to keep me healthy, to keep me around for a while. And your talk reminded me of this so much when you were talking about the power. Every time we go out, practically every time, we look at the trees coming out, the flowers coming out, and I used to grow a lot of flowers, especially dahlias, and Myrtle used to pick them up and say, look at that. What is it going to be like when it's perfect? And every time she eats a grapefruit or an orange or an apple, she very often makes the same comment. Gee, if this isn't perfect, I wonder what it's going to be like when we do have it perfect. But this has been a perfect weekend. We really appreciate it. And I'd like to express the love of our class to all of you here. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Don, for your testimony. And I'm sure, too, Brother Don, that that fixture that you were talking about must be a fixture of love. So, who will be next? Sister Donna?
Dear brethren, it's hard to realize that the convention is almost over, and it's really been everything we knew it would be and better. And as far as I know, there have been no problems with the convention facilities. If there were, I wasn't informed, except for one little one, and I think we've taken care of it, I hope. And we thank all of you for coming. We hope you'll do it again next year, and we hope that there will be another convention here in Boise. I do want to thank my Heavenly Father for the mother that He gave me and for her influence in my life, for my grandparents to begin with, for the blessed truth that He brought into my life. And I also want to thank Him for the husband that He gave me and for His loving the truth as I do and for sharing it in our home and being able to offer it to our children. We have always said that it was the best thing that we had to give our children, and I'm very grateful for that. I did have a couple of things that I was going to read from my notes from the talks, but I don't know how I can turn to another page, so I'll read the one that I've got. No, that's the one I want to read first. the first one that I was going to read was the thought that whatever we sacrifice to becomes our God, and that it doesn't matter if it's good or bad. If it replaces God, we lose the chance to be married to Christ. And I thought that was something very important. And I love the thought that we don't need to do big things. We only need to do what our hands find to do. Often the things I find to do are very, very small, but if that's enough, I'm grateful. And maybe that's all I can find. I think that's all I can find right now. Anyway, we love all of you, and we do thank you again for coming. We pray for the Lord's blessing on you as you go home, and we'll see you another time. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Donna, for those words. Who would be next? I'm sure there's a lot of you out there would like to say something. Sister Yike.
I'm Janet Yike from New York and from the Dawn, and I'm so thankful that the Lord allowed me to come to this convention because I've received so many blessings here. I think this is the third time that we've been in Boise, and each time we love it more. The brethren here are so warm and friendly, and the talks have been wonderful. And as far as an echo is concerned, I really like the thought that Brother Boughton gave about when he was a little child, he had so many fears, and how that the tree might fall on his room, or or going into a dark room, or something like that. And as an adult and as a grown-up, we all realize that those fears are quite unfounded. There's a small possibility that those things might happen, but not a very great possibility. And he said that that's how our fears are to our Heavenly Father, and that he probably smiles at them. Somehow or other, I seem to be a worrier, and as much as I try to overcome that and make adjustments in my mind and reasonings in my mind, I still seem to worry. And I think probably the Heavenly Father smiles at me, knowing that he can handle them all so easily. And as many of you have given George and myself messages of love to take back to the brethren at New York and at the Dawn, and we thank you for that, and we'll be happy to do it. And we want you to know that we love all of you and are keeping you in our prayers also.
Thank you, Sister Janet. We love you very dearly also. And at this time, let's have a showing of hands for all that would like to send their love back to the individual ecclesias. Okay, who would like to be next? Sister Mary.
Well, I would like to also thank my Heavenly Father for the spiritual food that he had given me for over this weekend. Thank you. We had put great strides to be able to attend this convention just about last weekend. Nothing was going right. It seemed like Satan was really working at us very hard. And the crew we had working, they didn't put any enthusiasm into learning anything. And the last time we had taken 5 days off, we came back and it was a disaster. We like that didn't have a place left anymore. Everything was burned up or tore up, broken up, broken into, defrosted freezers and the whole works. So we were kind of on decided whether we should leave for 5 days again or not. So I said to Ernie, the girl that was cooking in the kitchen, she hasn't been with us too long, for about 3 weeks, but she really didn't put any her mind to really learning it, and we did not know how well she would do. And I said, you know what? We're going. We're going to turn it over to the crew, turn it over to the Lord, and whatever happens, that's what it's going to be, and we're going to accept it as His gracious gift. We left it. They called me last night and said that they was running out of things. They had some real heavy days and busy days, and they were running out of different items and everything, and they did not know if they would have enough for today. And we have a storeroom, but we in the past gave somebody a key to all the time whenever we left for any length of time, but when we come back the inventory was usually gone. We live in a world now that there's very little trust in them, and it seems that they're taught that if you need it, just help yourself to it. And it isn't, I think it's just the way they were brought up. They're good people, they mean well, but they get real, you know, if they're hungry or they don't have too much at home, they'll help themselves to it. And so I went there today, and I was very pleased. I told them I'd be there about 2, and I entered about 10 o'clock, and I walked into the kitchen from the back, and Linda was busy. She had a bunch of orders she was putting out, and they looked beautiful. And she was real thrilled when she saw me, and the waitress and another waitress came in. how thrilled they were to see me, and everything was fine. I got them all set up with everything that they needed. I looked around, the place was clean. Everything was in order. I thanked my Heavenly Father. Also, I was so joyful that God had looked after it this time very carefully for us. And I walked out to the front, and two of our customers, that one of them, he was never very receptive to the thought of our God. He says he knew that there was a higher order, but he didn't give it much thought or anything. And they opened the door for me today. He wanted to know about this Bible convention that we have, that me and Ernie would leave the place for 5 days. And I told him about it, and I told him about the coming kingdom and what God had in store for them, and how their ears or their eyes or their thoughts could not imagine the glory that God had for all the families of the earth. He almost had tears in his eyes, and he looked at me and he says, "Well, I hope you're right, Mary. I'm ready." Then he had to leave, and then there was another young man that I never had very much talk to him, but he opened the door also. He says, "I hear that Chris says that you've been, you had a Bible convention in Boise." And he says, "What is this all about? What do you affiliate with?" And I told him we did not affiliate with any denomination, and, well, want to know more about it and everything. I told him that we were completely different than anybody else. First of all, we did not believe in hell and damnation, and that that God had loved every one of them, and that we were all his creatures, and how much love he had for the world of mankind. And this is where he says, "Well, do you convert?" And I says, "No, we don't convert anybody. We give you the message and tell you how loving and kind our Heavenly Father is, and through our Christ Jesus that you can obtain this greatness and this spirit, that he would guide you and direct you in all of your ways of your life, and how different it would make your life." And he says he's never heard of anything so beautiful. So it was worth my day to go to Mountain Home, and everything turned out just beautiful. And I'm just kind of elated that I was able to take God's message with me also. And so I want to thank all of you for making our convention, and all of the Boise class that worked so hard on it. They kind of, not meaning to eliminate me, they know that I just have my hands full. And they're very, very kind and gracious about it. So I appreciate it. Someday maybe I can make it up to all of you. And I love you very much, all of you. And I thank you, the Furnettes, for staying with me again, Brother Bouton. They're all a pleasure with staying at our home. And it just seems that, and Charlene, she's a pleasure too to be in my home. Her friend says she's going to come tonight for a little while and visit. That'll be nice also. And I do want to thank you all, and I'll pray for you and pray for us also. We've been praying for 6 years now for the Lord to give us a way out and lift this. I feel it's a monkey on my back, on Ernie's back, and it seems that there hasn't been lifted, so he probably feels that this is the only way that those people out there will hear about him really truthfully, and no strings attached. And this is what nobody can understand, why there is no money attached to it. And I said, "We don't take donations." And so want to ask interest in your prayers. And I'm very thankful to my Heavenly Father. And I also thank him for Ernie. Ernie is my pillar. He doesn't say much. I do most of the hollering or whatever it takes, and he just never says a word. If he does, it's very little, and he'll tell me how much he loves me. Makes me feel real terrible. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Mary, for your testimony. I remember that big billboard outside of Boise. It says, "Patience is golden." So, Mary, that's a good word for you, too, maybe. Who will be next? First and third verse, sounded real good. Brother Joe, for that beautiful testimony. Who will be next? Sister Betty? Up front here, Dan.
Betty in Bakersville, California, and I want to thank the Boise class for the convention, which I've enjoyed very much, and I'm thankful for all they've done for us. And I think Edna Britton for having Esther and me at her home. And I was thinking about the talks, the one on prayer. There were so many things, but that when we pray, we should always watch for the answer, too, and always to give our thanks. And then someone gave a talk on telling how great God was, all he created in all the earth, and then you wonder how he could come down to you and pick you. I've enjoyed the convention very much, and I love everyone here, and thank you.
Thank you, Sister Betty, and we appreciate you so much. Sister Carmelita, I think, was next.
It's Sister Carmelita from Vernon, Britain. I want to speak again. I did testify earlier, but I do want to thank my Heavenly Father for permitting us to stay. I think this is the first time we've been at an ECHO meeting. We always have to either go home to get the kids in time for school or get there in time for a job. But this time, the Lord has overruled, and so we're taking advantage of it, and really a blessing to be able to stay to the end of the convention. I always hated to leave the convention early because I don't like when brethren leave our convention early. It's sort of an empty feeling, but I know sometimes we have to. The talks, I couldn't find one that was better than the other, but they were all good. It's just a real good diet for me. There was a dessert, there was pickles, there was everything, and everything I needed. And it's just like the meals that were served here. I won't remember what I ate in a month from now, but it sustained me. And it's the same as the cups. I can't remember everything that was said, but I know through the grace and the Holy Spirit and through the Heavenly Father and through my Lord that it will sustain me and it will help me grow, I hope. I love you all very much. Miss you through the winter months. We think of you individually, I'm sure, many, many times, and we remember you at the throne of grace each night. I love you, and remember me, too.
Thank you, Sister Carmelita, for your testimony. I think your grandmother...
My grandmother...
Dear brethren, I testified yesterday, but I felt that I hadn't praised my Heavenly Father as much. I told about the airport and those things, but my heart is overflowing. I'm not sure I can get through this. But the talks have been so upbuilding to me. I shall go home and think many a day on what I've learned here. I wish I had a photographic mind. I don't, but... I do have notes, and I'm thinking of the scripture, wait on the Lord. In my early days, my life was filled with Christian love, and then I married, and I still had that love of the Lord. It would have been so easy for me to have gone with a denomination or even not gone any Christian way at all. When you raise your family in a divided home, I had a wonderful husband, but he wasn't spiritually minded at all. A teacher and one who very knowledgeable and a fine father. But all the time, I felt this need of the Lord's blessings. And now that I see my family here responding, I told Donna, I said, you cannot say that I talked you into this. What do you think she said? She said you talked it all the time. You can't win. I told her I didn't, but she said I did, so I guess I did. However, I have a daughter who is on chemotherapy, and she says, why did the Lord send this on me? I've tried to be good. So I've had a chance to witness to her. And I told her, of course, the Lord didn't send it, that it was these frail bodies that we have. And I'm very pleased to know that she is searching and seeking after the Lord. She has a Lutheran husband, and she told Donna that the only time they fought was when they went to the Lutheran church. So... I want your prayers on her behalf. I don't know what's ahead for her. This is her second round of chemotherapy. It's cancer of the bone. And I was up there in January, and she was on chemotherapy, on antibiotics and morphine every 6 hours, and walking with a cane. She's 51. And my heart ached for that. But the Lord sustains, and I bless him for every step of the way.
Thank you, Sister Lois, for your beautiful testimony. And we think of your dear children, how dear they are to us. Sister, or Brother Harvey Brown, I think it was, or... I told your friends yesterday how much I loved you and how much Lou and I appreciated this. Now you can do something for me. You can sing the first two verses of 263 if that little girl will get back to the piano. 263. Was that the two? First and second verse, you say?
First two verses.
Okay.
If I can see through my tears.
Simply try.
Thank you, Brother Harvey, for that testimony. Who will be next? I think we have time for four or five more. Brother Lloyd. Oh, excuse me. Sister Joyce, go ahead and then we can get...
Sister Joyce Raparsic from Boise, Idaho. And I want to thank my Heavenly Father for all the things that He has done for me. One of the things that I noticed in the convention this year, even though our theme was faith, a lot was told about the creation and the recreation. And, of course, that is what our hope is, and that is what our faith is. And that is the one thing that I came into the truth for, is the recreation. That's where my hope is. And I'd like to thank all the brethren for coming to Boise. Every year we wonder how many are coming. And when we see them come again, we're so glad, and the new ones that have come. If I haven't gotten around everybody and said hi or introduced myself, well, I'm sorry. But we welcome you and hope that you'll come again. And God has really blessed our family. We still have our little bumpy things that come along, but you know, He never promised us a whole lot. He just promised to take care of us. And myself, of course, He has promised all those who answer the call the reward at the end of their days, and that is what I'm looking for. I ask for your prayers, and I pray for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Joyce, for those beautiful thoughts. When those bumps get bigger, we know that the Lord draweth nigh. Brother Daddy.
Cooper, dear brethren, gave testimony yesterday, but things seem to be dragging a little bit. I thought I'd get up and give praise to our Heavenly Father again for the many bountiful blessings that we received. And it's a privilege to be here in Boise, and everywhere you go to a convention, a Bible Students Convention, you feel like you're at home. It's just that atmosphere, that brotherly love and kindred minds that bring us together. And as far as the echoes of those things that were brought forth from the platform, I don't have anything in particular outstanding, but I have enjoyed every discourse and all of the testimonies and everything that has been given here. It shows forth a loving heart and a kindred response from the hearts of those who have been called out of the darkness of the world. And certainly we have much food for thought.
and the things that we have been instructed in, that it, we pray that it may draw us closer to God and closer to each other. I'm thankful for you as my brethren, and for meeting those that we had not had the privilege to meet before, and to gather with you in fellowship and in the worship of our great God Almighty through our Lord Jesus Christ. I ask an interest in your prayers. Also pray for you.
Thank you, Brother Gaddy. And it is so true, those words. You say that everywhere the brethren is, we feel at home. That is so true. Brother Elton.
Thank you, Brother Paul. I had to get my notes out. It's a great pleasure once more to thank our Heavenly Father for all of his bountiful blessings and serving up all the spiritual food that he has provided for us. And as I looked around the convention, I think there's only about 5 or 6 people here that was at our first convention aside from the Boise class. All of those wonderful brothers who brought the food to us to begin with have passed beyond the veil. We were looking at pictures with the Gaddies of the old Boise class, and they wanted to know who was Brother and Sister Cooper and the various ones. And it was so wonderful to look back on all of those, even Dr. Morris and the ones that were in the old Bible class when Pastor Russell was still alive. And I was a pretty small boy then. And it was good to remember the picture at the State House. I think there's probably about 30 people in that class. There was brethren from Weezer and Caldwell and Nampa. There was a class in each one of those towns at that time. And they all had gathered for some special occasion. I'm not sure but what it had to be around pretty close to the time that Brother and Sister Cooper were married. And to realize from that I think I'm the only one that is left of any of the children of those classes that were interested in the truth down from the parents. So it's been a much richer blessing to realize that we're blessed with the truth and with an understanding of the truth and the divine plan of the ages. And I thank the Heavenly Father so much that I have Sister Nettie. And the real happy thought was in going down to Phoenix and bringing her up to God's country out of that hot heat in the summertime. So we're thankful. The food, the talks, we've listened to those tonight, and we'll get so much more out of them as we're able to reminisce on the tapes and get the highlights out of them. And they've all been just excellent. I don't know of a time that we've had a better bunch of spiritual food than we've had dished up to us here at this convention. And I ask an interest in your prayer that I may remain faithful. And then I have a little request to bring to you. Nettie would like for her testimony to have the evening prayer either to close with or otherwise. Okay, evening prayer for Sister Nettie when you get to it.
Why don't we have that right now, because I think we have another song especially for our closing. So evening prayer is what, about 362? Thank you. Sister Nettie, beautiful prayer. Sister Edith.
Edith Walker again. I mentioned Sister Gertie and Sister Vivian yesterday, but I forgot to tell you that they sent their love, and also Sister Clark wanted her love given. She is fairly good, but they have good fellowship between them, and they appreciate that. I appreciated the talks, and it's going to be food for some thought, I think, in the next few weeks when I have time. But I do appreciate the privilege that I've had of being every one of these Boise conventions, and looking forward to more. I love you all dearly.
Thank you, Sister Edith, for bringing the love from those dear ones back there.
Just 1 minute. More. Sister Buck called specially and wanted hers and Emmanuel's love brought to the convention.
Thank you, Brother Elton. Sister Carmelita, I think. I'm sorry.
Okay,
anyway.
Nice, thank you. I'm Sister Charlene Furness Eckholt, and I appreciated a lot of the thoughts in the discourses, and one in particular that I remember right now without going through my notes was on the power of God and the unlimited power of God. And I